Baltimore City Council committee's work on the proposed tax financing package for the planned Port Covington development is not yet done. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that last night's committee meeting was adjourned before a third bill was voted on.
The committee voted to send bills to create the Port Covington development and taxing districts to the full council. But the vote on a bill to authorize selling bonds for the project was held back. That's because committee chairman Carl Stokes called for a vote to adjourn instead.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Opposed. Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay. We move to recess. I'd like to talk to my president.
And so, he spoke with Council President Jack Young, who was at the hearing. He said his committee would take up the bond issue in the next week. Stokes said he wanted to give people another week to read the agreement announced earlier in the day between Sagamore Development, city officials, and some community groups. That agreement outlines more than $100 million in citywide community benefits that includes workforce development, mandates on hiring city residents for construction jobs and permanent jobs at the site, and affordable housing. Stokes said the limited testimony from people asking the committee to wait until more read the agreement played a role in his decision to delay the bond bill vote.
We tried to do a process that was much more open and much more transparent than the citizenry normally see.
Stokes also had concerns that a clause he requested to protect state funding of the city school system was not included. He said he would write an amendment to protect school funding if necessary. As far as the two bills that were voted out of committee, the full council will look at them on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns from the War Memorial for 88.1. WYPR.